Welcome back to the final half hour of Wisconsin Weekend Morning News. Well, you know, southeastern Wisconsin is fortunate to have the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin right here in our backyard. But there are children's hospitals throughout the country offering essential care to kids. And joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline is Matthew Cook. He's the CEO of Children's Hospital Association. And Matt, tell us about the Family Advocacy Day, which just wrapped up in D.C.
It's our marquee event that we hold every year in June. It's when we bring patients and families from around the country to Washington so that they can interact directly with Congress and the administration so that they can tell their own stories and make it personal to put a human face on what it's like to navigate the healthcare system for a child in this country. This year for Family Advocacy Day, we have 50 patients who are here with us, and they're representing 46 different children's hospitals, and that's covering 27 different states as well as the District of Columbia.
What is the greatest challenge that families with children in these facilities face?
One may just be access to care itself, depending upon where they're living. In this country, the Medicaid program is the largest insurer for children's health care. 40% of Medicaid enrollees are actually children. For most children's hospitals, 55, 60, sometimes upwards of 70% of their patients are covered by the Medicaid program. If Medicaid doesn't translate well state to state, and so when you have kids that need to cross a state boundary to receive care, that's a bureaucratic challenge for both the hospital and the family. And we've heard a lot of those stories this week about patients having trouble crossing state lines for when they have Medicaid.
You are talking to members of Congress. What is your message to them?
Children's health care is not the same as adult health care. We need to design and support a system that is tailored to the unique needs of kids and that we need to resource it appropriately. Kids are the future of this country, and that if we're not investing in their health, it's the same as saying we're not going to invest in the future of this country. And so our message really is to differentiate for them how children's health care is different and to educate them about what we need from a resource standpoint and from a policy standpoint to make this effective for kids.
In a perfect world, what would you like to see happen to the system of children's hospitals?
I would say there's a couple different things that I would point to. One is just the adequacy of the pediatric workforce. We do have workforce shortages across the board in this country. We have shortages in certain physician specialties. We have nursing shortages. We have shortages in other types of technical roles. And so we really need Congress to help put in place policies that will encourage workforce development and maintenance of that workforce. The second is the Medicaid program, you know, and I was just mentioning it. You know, Medicaid is really different state to state, and it is a below-cost reimbursement model for children's hospitals. And it does vary state by state. In some states, it's better than other states. Generally speaking, Medicaid reimburses below cost. And so when you have a majority of your patients covered by that program, it creates a financial sustainability issue for children's hospitals. And so we talk about that issue quite a bit. And then the third, I would just point to, and I don't think this will be a surprise to you, the mental health crisis that we have in this country right now as it relates to children and adolescents. And we don't have an infrastructure that is equipped to support the needs right now. And we really need to be investing in an infrastructure that's going to help us mitigate this crisis.
Matt, where can we learn more about the Children's Hospital Association?
You can go to our website, childrenshospitals.org, and there you'll have links to Family Advocacy Day. You'll get to see exactly how it unfolded this year, and you'll get to see more about our policies and our proposals for children's health care.